play on what you got injured. Like, mm-hmm. Were you surprised at how much it started to hurt then? Like, did you initially realize it was?
Yeah, it was hurting on that play. Yeah. Right when I got up, as energized as I was, I still, you know, as the next play came about, I was like, oh, that, you know, that hurts a little bit. That doesn't feel good.
Because you kind of did do the dance with the guys.
Yeah, it did. And then I was like, all right, like, let me go to the sideline and figure this out. So I was good up until that play. And then on the sideline, you know, it kind of hurt to push off of it and things like that. So, again, today feels better than yesterday. It feels better than it did on Sunday. So we just want to continue on that upward path.
No thought, specific thought yet on your potential availability for
not Monday. Yet. We're going to take it one day at a time. So.
Does the extra day maybe help or no?
Helps a ton.
What do you need to do?
There's a chance, Victor, that you still could play on Monday?
That's the idea. I want to play in every game, but we'll see how it goes. We'll see how it feels tomorrow, and then take it from there.
What do you need to do to get there? Like, does it need to
ice? A lot of it.
Is it swollen?
No swelling.
Victor,
have you been able to run?
Yeah, a little bit. Mm-hmm.
When they took the X-ray, did they just say we don't see anything, but we want the MRI just in case?
Yeah, you know, especially with me, we're going to get every picture we possibly can just to make sure everything is on the up and up, but. Once the X-ray came back negative, it was, you know, that was a good sign. And then we got the MRI and it showed, not significant, you know, swelling or damage or anything to ligaments or stuff like that. So just want to stay in front of it, stay ahead of it, make sure that, we're icing it, resting it and all that good stuff.
Do you get nervous at those things because you have had some history of injuries? Are they anxiety inducing for you when you have to do an X-ray or MRI, or do you feel...
I mean, if I can go the rest of my career not having to lay on that bed for 45 minutes, I'll take it, you know. But obviously, it's part of the game. It's part of the nature of this business is anytime you get an injury, they want to get a closer look and make sure that everything is looks good and looks the right way, the way it's supposed to be. And you take it from there.
But you don't find yourself, like, fearing the worst, which I wouldn't blame you.
No, I don't. I mean, you kind of know in your heart, like, you know, what it feels like and you know, the severity of it the minute it happens. So. You can kind of, you know that within your heart and in your mind. And then the MRI just, it might be a little bit more, you know, sway to the left of that or sway in a positive way. And thankfully for me, it swayed in a positive way. I joked with Dr. Warren yesterday when he told me, he was like, you know, we're optimistic you can play this way. I said, coach, I was like, doc, that's the most positive thing I heard you say in about 3 years. So thank you. Thank you very much.
Victor, in terms of what you've gone through over the last few years, mm-hmm. Do you look at this as being a frustrating thing, or do you say it's just part of the game?
No, it's just part of the game. Obviously, it's frustrating because I, you know, as much as I love practicing, I love being out there with my team. But it's, you know, you just got to take care of your business, take care of your body. This is what, you know, in this locker room, in this league, this is what makes your money. So you want to make sure that your body's healthy and ready for you to go, so your teammates can depend on you.
But dude, this is not the Eagles or the Cowboys or the Redskins, or a team that you're very familiar with. You rarely see the Bengals. Does that make it a little more difficult if you're unable to get practice reps to just go out there and play on Monday?
A little bit, but I do a good job of watching film, making sure I'm getting a beat on this team from a mental standpoint. And then at the end of the day, when you line up, football is football. I mean, you're going to go out there and see what you see on film and be able to combat that as you go along. But like I said, football is football, man, and you just want to make sure mentally you're good on how we want to run these routes, how we want to attack this defense, and be able to execute once game time comes around.
Richard, when you said before that you thought the coach was limiting your snaps to kind of take care of you a little bit,
mm-hmm.
Is that a concession to age?
Don't get crazy on me. My birthday is tomorrow. I'm only turning 30. Don't give me the age factor just yet. I think it's just more so as we get deep into this season, we've been bit by the injury bug here, as you guys know, for a few years now. So we just want to make sure that everybody's fresh. All of our playmakers are good to go as we get into the last stretch of the season. And then into the playoffs, there's no holds bar. Everybody's getting after.
So your part of my question was going to be that, you know, you also are coming off two major injuries. Is there a point where they don't want to push you too much, or is that not at all a concern?
I don't know. I haven't spoken in depth about it with the training staff or coach. It's just a matter of, you know, taking it week by week and treating each week and every scenario differently. And I think that's the biggest key, is just making sure that we stay ahead of it, and everybody's healthy, and we're making sure we're winning these ball games.
What's it like to be back at work, kind of be in the playoff hunt? I know it's been a while for this thing.
It's great. It's a great feeling. I remember that feeling. It's starting to get into my belly a little bit now, that feeling. And, you know, it feels good, obviously, as a team to get into that mode. But we just got to remember it's still a long season. There's still a lot of games left, and we got to be able to be 1-0 every week and take care of our business.
Do you remember a four-game winning streak?
It's been a while. It's been a while, but I think, you know, the last one comes to mind is that last run going into the playoffs and, you know, 2011, winning those games and getting into the playoffs and, you know, the rest is history.
So you're receptive to a reduced role with the idea that it can have you fresh for these games?
I mean, I want to play every snap. I'm a competitor within, you know, in my own heart, in my own soul, but obviously I listen to the coaching staff and, and the training staff and, you know, they want what's best for me and that's, you know, that's why I adhere to.
So that's putting team above self then?
Absolutely, yeah, 100%.
Do you find yourself personally just any more cautious when it comes to managing an injury, this time being the ankle, because of what you've gone through and you've dealt with setbacks in the past? Do you find yourself any more cautious?
Not really. I mean, in a sense, you just want to make sure. I understand.
Yeah.
I mean, a little bit, obviously, but every injury is different. You want to treat every, you know, injury differently. Everything isn't a torn patella. So you want to make sure that, you know, you treat everything as the treatment. You don't want to treat everything as, oh, he had this. Let's be, you know, precautious and everything that we do. Just treat it as it comes. Every injury is different, and you want to make sure you stay ahead of the curve no matter what the injury is.
And as you played your games that you did play, I mean, was there anything, did you feel like yourself 100% any times that you didn't, or you got too tired? Or
no,
anything?
I felt 100% in every game that I've played in this year so far. I felt good going into these games. Even throughout the games, I felt great, and I just want to, you know, be out there and continue that trend.
Is there any concern? I mean, you guys have won three in a row. Mm-hmm. They're under 500. Is there any concern that you guys may look at this team and say,
No, we can't afford it. We can't afford to look at any team and make, you know, and kind of have that emotion. We have to look into all these games as winnable games and must go in there focused and ready to win a game against an opponent that we're not as familiar with, although we practiced against them, had a little joint practice a year ago. But other than that, I mean, we're unfamiliar with this team and you know, we don't see them often. So we just want to make sure we stay ahead of the film and make sure we're ready once that time comes.